610 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. As we all know by now, this horrible shooting, this murder that took... I don't like the term shooting. I'll just tell you honestly, I don't like it because it... And when we refer to the person as the shooter, murderer. I mean, I know that, you know, if somebody's still alive, you have to, you know, say alleged murderer, okay, because, you know, until something is proved. But if somebody's dead and they were killed at the scene as a murderer, okay? And I feel like so much of the time we sanitize these things, just even not intending to necessarily, but... You know, active shooter drill, it's, I get the point of the term, but it so underdescribes the reality of it. So in this case, you had this 18-year-old go and, you know, just bought a, apparently the best information I'm able to acquire at this moment is bought a handgun and some kind of rifle, possibly an AR-15 style rifle. The details here have been a little bit scant to get a hold of, just after his birthday. And then he goes and he shoots his grandmother. And then he, who apparently may have survived, based, again, you know, best I'm doing to try to figure it out. But then he goes to this school and he kills a whole bunch of kids and teachers and shoots at the police and wounds them. And, I mean, it's just a horrible thing.
The shooter was Salvador Romas, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into... the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed according to my most recent report. He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher.
So that was Greg Abbott, the governor, yesterday talking about this and also talking about responding officers.
Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him.
Which is now what we believe. In fact, what we believe is that a Border Patrol officer is the one who went in and shot him first and killed him, and then others who took rounds subsequently also wound up getting shot. And they were not seriously wounded, but two of them were shot in the process. And, you know, listening to the president last night as he talks about this, and, you know, he began where he should, where the right point is for him to be talking about our country and the pain of being a parent who has to deal with something like this. That's what I think of as a parent. My God, you know, something like this happened to my child. Just, I mean, it's unfathomable. It is absolutely unfathomable.
There's a lot we don't know yet. There's a lot we do know. The parents who will never see their child again, never have them jump in bed and cuddle with them. Parents will never be the same. To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. There's a hollowness in your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it and never going to be able to get out. Suffocating. And it's never quite the same.
As a parent who has never lost a child, all I know is having lost, you know, my mom and grandparents, and I can't even fathom it. It's a horrifying thing to think about. And to just be going about your ordinary day, and then to get news like this, you know, when we've had, like, you know, lockdowns at the school, you know, and your heart kind of jumps in your throat, and you just, but then to have it turn out to be the most horrible thing you can imagine. And the reason I'm spending a moment on this is because I understand that in the president's speech, he immediately went to demanding action, and I've seen Steve Kerr's comments, and I have seen, you know, Senator Dodd's comments, and I have seen, okay, I'm aware. I think the reason we start talking politics on both sides so quickly is partially because we're so heavily involved and invested in our political positions, but honestly, I think we do it as a defense mechanism. Avoidance. On both sides. You know, on the gun control side, it's easier to say we've got the answer, we can control guns and we can solve this problem. It's easier to believe that, a very arrogant thing to believe. It is also easier for people who favor gun rights and gun ownership, which would be me, to not think about these pains and these horrors and these families, and to turn it instead to a political, especially to become snarky about it. That's easy. That's a defense mechanism. That's, nobody wants to think about these things. Nobody wants to feel this stuff. But humans feel these things. Humans react this way. And I just think it's important, though nobody wants to, it's important to grieve something. You know, I know we talk about how it's inappropriate to turn to politics too quickly, and there's truth in that, but it's somehow less human to turn to politics on both sides. Well, the other side went there for, I don't care. Allow yourself to take a minute and just be horrified. That's healthy. That's okay. You know, if it makes you cry to think about it, that's, what kind of a person wouldn't? Now think of how, where we are, that we start talking about the numbers of shootings and this many people and the significance of it and the FBI report that just came out yesterday. That's, math is not a human reaction to these things. So if it's a weird way to say it, forgive me, but I'm giving you permission to be upset. It's okay. It's normal. We're all upset together.